This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvind Raj
and Christine Wong.
Of course, we're asking for your feedback at 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number, and Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. Did the latest stimulus package have any impact on you? Do we have any more tweets or whatever? No, okay. We'll move on then, and we'll talk about how it's up to us to save our fave. Now, while this package, Prihatin, ensured all Malaysians are taken care of to battle the financial burdens caused by COVID-19, the retail industry is still taking a beating. The sharp drop in sales and closure of outlets during the MCO has forced many business owners and entrepreneurs to think outside of the box and find ways to collaborate with other businesses.
Yeah, so with many of these businesses experiencing 30 days cash flow constraints and increased vulnerability to high fixed costs from rent to loans, Fave Malaysia, they initiated a Save for Fave campaign to propel Malaysians to support their favorite eateries and outlets that are affected by the COVID-19 pandemic.
So basically what this means is that consumers can buy e-cards of their favorite merchants and then get up to 30% additional savings, and merchants can sell their e-cards online and get advanced cash to cushion their loss income.
Yeah, it also means that Fave Malaysia will fully absorb all payment fees and cease commissions until April 30th for e-cards, so that 100% of the money that consumers pay will go directly to the merchant.
We did manage to get Chen Chao, the co-founder of Fave, to get his thoughts on the recent stimulus package and how Save Our Fave initiative can help businesses in Malaysia to cope with the impact of COVID-19. Now, Chen Chao, what are your thoughts on the package, Prihatin, that was announced on Friday by the Prime Minister that aimed to help all Malaysians?
So I think looking at the package, Prihatin, I think it's a great plan for the B40s, mass market, mass public, the ride-hailing drivers, etc. So I think that across board for the B40s, I think it's a plan that covers them quite a bit. I think for the M40, there's a bit of it that cover trickles down to them. I think the gap that I see from the plans will be on the SME side. I think more will need to be done to ensure the SME can last through this toughest time. I think with the economy going, if the SME tumbled, SME is a huge part of the economy. It employs millions of employees. And I think that's where key to make sure that the SME is covered.
Why do you think SMEs are not too happy about the announcement?
Now, what SME cares a lot about? It's the survivability of SMEs to ensure that they have cash flow and balance between revenue and costs. Recently, there's a study by JP Morgan Chase where they analyzed on SMEs, and on average, SME only has 27 days of cash buffer if the revenue goes down to zero. And I think that's why it's very important that SME can survive, or else our favorite restaurant and retailers may not be there anymore when we want to go over to them. There's also an F&B alliance that was recently formed these few days, where there are 600 F&B owners, which cover most of our favorite brands that we've been, led by Renyi from My Burger Lab. And I think where they look at, I think they hope the government can be due for them. It's one of them to cover on the wages. How to ensure that be able to co-fund the wages? And the second is ensure that the rental. So like a lot of times where the restaurants, the retailers is closed down, or the offices are closed down, how can the cost be covered? And the third one, maybe on a service tax.
So what do you think the government can do to alleviate the struggles that SMEs are facing?
I think there are 2 points. I think one, so in terms of salary-wise, can the government co-fund some of the salaries for perhaps 2020? So one of the models we can take off is, let's look at Singapore. So Singapore government basically is covering up to 25% of salary for all those Singaporeans and PRs earning up to Singapore dollar 4,600, which means that essentially the government is covering up to Singapore dollar 1,150 per month for 9 months. So that's essentially about 10,000 Sing dollar coverage per year. So maybe one of the things that we can do for Malaysia is copy that model, but maybe change it to ringgit. So it's like 1/3 the cost of Singapore. The number 2 point is a loan moratorium. So I think today all the banks have enabled deferred repayment of the loans. So however, right now is how do you ensure that trickle down effect to all the businesses that have rentals today? So like whether office rentals, shop lot rentals, whether in the shopping mall rentals. So with the landlords getting a moratorium, how can that be ensured that it brought down to savings to the SMEs. When, let's say, for example, a company that ran an office, how can they get a 50% discount or maybe a waive during these few months since the landlord no longer need to pay off the loan during this period of time?
Of course, part and parcel of being an entrepreneur is also stepping up during these challenging times. Can you tell me a little bit more about Save Our Fave and the mission behind it?
With the coronavirus restrictive movement order, we see that many of our favorite restaurants and retailers are struggling. Many of them might end up closed down forever. And hence, Fave started this movement of Save Our Fave, where we enable a platform for public to tag on their favorite restaurant retailers, to talk about the food that they miss, talk about the coffee, talk about the things that they used to buy from there, and took a selfie and tag on Save Our Fave and challenge everyone to support their local restaurant and retailers that they really love and really favorite. And what people can do is people can pre-buy an e-card for those restaurants and retailers so that the restaurants can get a cash flow ahead of the during the close down so that they can pay the salary of the workers, they can pay the rentals and other costs. And for Fave side, what we're doing is we're waiving 100% of the charges that we charge for e-cards on Fave until 30th of April. We'll also absorb all the credit card fees as well. So enable 100% of the money the consumers gave to their favorite restaurant and retailers is all given to the restaurant and retailers, and the consumers have 6 months to go back to that restaurant and retailers to spend there. And we also see many of the celebrities from like Harif Iskandar, Yen of Hits FM, Moods of Pop Shuvit and The Stream, Sheila Rosely, Ginny Boy, and many others came forward to support this Save Our Fave movement to together make a difference. And I think what we want to see is everyone play a part to save our favorite local restaurants and retailers, and with this Save Our Fave movement.
What's your message to all the SME owners out there, Chen Chao?
A message to SME owners out there is hang in there. Tough times don't last. Tough people do. Remember your mission, why you started in the first place, whether your startup, whether your restaurants, whether your SME. And during this journey, is we know that this journey is definitely tough and there's lots of ups and downs. And during the tough time is where we can really transform, really innovate, breakthrough, and cut through all the waste and unnecessary costs and bounce back strongly when this coronavirus, the crisis has gone over. And during this period as well, do what we can generally, support one another. Like for Fave, what we're doing with this Save Our Fave movement, we want to help the local restaurant retailers, which are partners, to survive through this tough time. And a lot of times during this tough period as well, I think we want to learn how to lead in uncertain times. During peacetime, there could be a peacetime leadership style. And during tough time, there's a wartime leadership style. And then use this time to learn. There's lots of online resources. There's lots of support group. I think together, we can go through this. Tough time don't last. Tough people do. We can all make it through.
So if you are interested in this, this is how you can actually help. So buy a few e-cards of your favorite restaurants and retailers now and make plans to use them later within 6 months, or gift it to a friend on your Fave app. And then share about it with as many friends, family members as possible with the hashtag Save Our Fave. So hashtag Save Our Fave, that would like to help save your favorite businesses and benefit from up to 30% additional savings.
Yeah, and if you're a merchant, then you can get upfront cash flow with zero commissions and fees until April 30th. Just register on saveourfave.com and your business e-card will be listed within 24 hours.
Ladies and gents, that's all the time we have for today here on Enterprise BizBytes. I'd like to thank all of you for your contributions, whether it be your WhatsApp messages, your tweets, or your responses over on Instagram. And of course, I'd like to thank all of the people involved in the SMEs today. Thanks very much for that. Support local folks. Donate whenever you can. Help one another out. Make sure you're staying home. Only go out as and when you need to. Don't forget, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, we have the Breakfast Grill replay. It's with Zairul Shafuddin Zainal Abidin, CEO of Islamic Relief Malaysia. While the fight against the coronavirus outbreak continues, some communities are bound to be more vulnerable than others. The Breakfast Grill checked in with Islamic Relief Malaysia to speak about the ongoing humanitarian crisis in Syria and whether the global pandemic might have impacted their operations there. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and Christine Wong, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon for Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.